Yeah, I want to say thank you for this presentation. And Andre, I want to talk from the angle from which you are talking, education. Flata, you asked about what we will do. What we will do is to educate our people, formally and informally. Informally, in our peer groups, in our family, we educate them about the topic of sexually based violence. But for me, sexually based violence for a woman or a feminist group is important, of course. But there are reasons why this takes place. Until and unless we address those root causes, it will continue unabated. We need to go back. Some of our traditions really permit sexually based violence. Some of our traditions. Let's say, I'll give an instance. A man is allowed to marry traditionally as many wives as he wants to. What the man does, he provides the piece of land. The women are the ones that are tilling the land, cultivating, bearing children, engaged in the commercial side of the farming. All the man does is to do the planting and sit back at home, waiting for the women to go through the whole farming season. Out of that, the women uses this farm product, if it is well, to educate their children. They don't care. They really don't care. These are some of the causes that really, really makes certain women think that the man is a superior being to them. Until and unless we go back to our tradition and let us understand that both are created by God. But again, even the Christian religion that should educate us that both are created by God and we should use our talent equally. If you go to these churches, they are still perpetrating violence against women, even in the churches. So my dear sister, how will the church or the mosque talk about it? They won't. So even if you come to the urban area, this man has a wife, he marries the wife in the church, they live together, but the income of the man is not the woman's income. He uses his income for something else, while the woman struggles with the children to maintain the home. So what's the difference? These are all violence in the home. Yes, sex, sexuality, yes, it's a taboo. As we say, we don't talk about it publicly. I'll give an instance. When I was 14 years, that was my first time I had my period. I didn't know what was this. I didn't tell my parents, my mother. In fact, I was sleeping. And then when she came at 5 to wake me up, she saw that I had messed myself. I was beaten on that day. Why? Because she thought I had something with a man and then this thing just happened to me. Innocently as I was, I didn't even know what was happening. She didn't educate me. Instead of being educated in a correct way, I was punished for God's own thing. So it all goes back to our tradition. We need to go back to the tradition, and these things, mostly the politicians, the leaders, they use this against the women. So let's go back to our roots. It's our roots, it's the negative teaching of our tradition that is causing all this thing, until and unless we address our tradition. Because the tradition and our religion back in Africa, they are one and the same thing. Whether be Christian or Muslims, these traditions are brought into this religion and we use it.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Nyambura and then Elaine.